This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Let's go to the phones. 215. We're skipping the top five of five today.
It's funny.
I don't want to do the top five things that happened in the last day. I don't want to do it. All right, go ahead.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
There's actually a lot of things being exposed in this top five.
Oh, wow.
Per usual.
Okay.
Per usual.
Okay.
So number five is actually takes us to the morning show interview with Rob Thompson.
Okay.
And the big question off this piece of audio is, what are the Phillies covering up? Because I think there's a cover-up going on with the baseball team.
Okay.
Listen to this interaction.
Do you feel that this team either has to win it all or make a deep run, or things could really look different next year?
Yeah, you know, I really don't think of it that way. I really don't. I think that this organization's in a great spot. I really do. We have good players at the major league level, and we've got some high-end prospects coming. But my focus always is, what are we doing today? And let's take care of today. We can't worry about tomorrow. We can't worry about yesterday. We worry about today because that's what we can control. And I don't worry. Dave's calling me.
Oh, no big deal.
You know,
I mean,
he must be
that.
Listening, you know, on the radio.
You know what he just said? Make sure you win the last game of the season.
Rob Thompson about to give an answer about breaking up the core. And Dombrowski's on the horn.
Wow. Was that his phone ringing? And
yeah.
It was Dombrowski.
Yeah. And by the way, like, that's kind of the ringtone that... It was like a serious ringtone.
Yes. Like, well, with the GM, you got to have his own ringtone.
I was going to say, it is the damn GM.
Yeah. Or president, I guess. That's what we learned this week.
Yes, yeah. Correct. Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So what are the Phillies hiding? Is the
definitely hiding something.
Yeah.
Wow.
The fourth funniest thing that happened in the last day, it's about 5:15 this morning. All tired. Airport, not exactly moving too quick. And
this is a you thing.
No, this is an Ike thing.
Me?
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
A 5:15 in the morning, go green. For the, this family look like zombies, and Ike leans over the escalator and goes, "Go green!" And his headphones were in, so not always the voice, you know, is a little louder.
That's true. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
and yeah. They gave back maybe the least, like the most, like, go white.
Yeah. I did.
I mean, it really is like the Walking Dead at the airport at 5 a.m.
Yeah,
you know?
It was, but I saw the sweatshirt and,
yeah,
you know.
Well, because you got very offended earlier in the week when I did it to someone.
Yeah, and I didn't realize they had a hat on. I thought you were mocking it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, you don't do that.
No, would never do that for my Spartans.
That was funny. That was funny. It was it was the two women that were on the
yeah. Well, the dad was wearing it.
Yeah.
And
okay.
He didn't say anything. It was his daughters, I believe.
He said, go. I heard the little meek go white.
Go white.
Yeah.
5:15 in the morning.
That was good. Okay. I thought we were going with your
no, that's when you're a Spartan, man. You perk up when you see other Spartans.
Hey, it's like the We Are thing. Yeah.
Right.
It's like when we see other Huskies. We're like,
see somebody else driving a Jeep Wrangler. Don't Jeep people do that, DJ?
Yeah, they give little honks.
Yeah, right.
That's a community.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a tough scene.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jeep people. And what, there's nothing against Jeeps at all, but like
grow up.
Great. You both bought the same car. Like, what are you going to do? You going to hang out?
What do you Syracuse snobs do when you see each other?
I'm not a Syracuse snob.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Now, there is a portion of our alumni that are in this business they treat it like it's something,
just because you're not, listen, you're so used to not being involved in reindeer games, you just turn your nose up at all.
Why don't you just be proud of something?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you proud of anything?
I'm proud of the show.
I like that you call it SU too. Like, if I went to Syracuse, I'd call it Q's.
I think we mostly call it SU.
Really?
Yeah. I never felt like one of them. I went there, but I was in the Newhouse School of Public Communications.
Yes.
But at least most of the guys that were in Newhouse all knew they wanted to be on TV talking about sports. And I thought those people were all like talking head type guys. Like, and this is not an insult to him. Who's the guy that does Red Zone?
Oh, Scott Hansen.
Yeah. They're all kind of wanting to look like him and talk like him. And I thought they all sucked, and I didn't want to be part of any of it. Which is why I ended up doing music, because I couldn't stand the idea of being near them. So I'm glad I went there. What's that?
Look where you ended.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Right where they wanted to be all along.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, turned out better than most of them anyway.
That's right.
Ha, 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 ha. I got all these tattoos. It didn't work out. Ha, ha. Anyway.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yep.
The third funniest thing that happened is, again, we are exposing things in this top five.
Okay.
And Chris Middletown, while he called us, he also called the Midday Show. I believe he exposed Elliott Shore Parks.
Oh.
So let's talk about the Bond thing real quick here. So I do have breaking news I'm going to share with you. So I did correctly report that he's going to sign a 3-year deal, and it'll be done before free agency started, right? So we all know that. That's fact, right? Now I'm about to out somebody on WIP.
Oh, no. This is a big thing.
I reported it that way, and then I also, even at that time, I correctly reported that it's projected to be a certain dollar amount.
Wait a minute.
Well, funny enough, shortly after I said that, ESP then reported exactly what I said, even projected the money to be exactly what I was projecting at that time it would be. So, sorry, ESP, I can't hide it from your coworkers or this fan base anymore. Folks, I'm his source.
This is a big hit to Elliott's chances to be Insider of the Year.
Fair point by Jillia.
Wait a minute. Is Chris saying that he actually gave it to Elliott, or Elliott just took what he said on the air?
That's left up for Chris in Middletown.
We have to talk to Elliott about that.
Sounds like he said he took it from him on the air.
And by the way, how is Chris saying that he correctly reported the number? The number was way off.
Way off.
He said 30 million, 20 million guaranteed. It was 42 million? 41, what was it?
41.
41 million, 36 guaranteed.
Yeah.
He was totally wrong.
And correctly predicting a 3-year deal. Awesome.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, almost every deal is a 3-year deal. What are you talking about?
What a scoop.
Yeah.
So we gotta figure out if Elliott's just taking what Chris Middletown said as his own sourcing.
Yeah.
Which would be highly disappointing.
Yeah, I think they were both guessing, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, but then Elliott did take his number, which I think is interesting.
Yeah, we'll have to ask Elliott tomorrow, 3 o'clock.
The second funniest thing that happened today is often I get accused of laying in the weeds, you know, being in the back, not being out in front.
Yep.
So I tried to be a big boy at the airport earlier today. And, you know, you guys, I thought were going in the wrong direction. And I said, no, we got to go to F-88. And turns out we couldn't get to F-88 without going through security first.
Right.
So I was trying to lead the group.
Yeah.
And once again, that'll never happen again.
Yeah. You just follow us.
Yeah.
We'll get us to where we're going.
It was so embarrassing because Jack was so confident. Yeah. He started walking the other way. So we're walking up to security, and Jack sees past security that you have to go left to go to F85 to 90. Ike and I correctly go to the entrance of security. Jack goes, "No, guys, it's this way," points to F-88. As if he was, no, right under F-88, there was a big giant sign with a red circle that said, "Do not enter." So Jack was going to walk through the place where you walk out to get to F-88.
Yeah.
Really felt like he did something this morning.
To make matters even worse, the guy behind me started laughing. Okay. Like him and his girlfriend were like, yeah, you thought you had something there, didn't you?
I didn't even know.
It was brutal. Yeah. And I was trying to figure out, like, if I got arrested, could I expense it? Does that count?
Your bail?
Yeah, the bail money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you were, and then you get your balls busted by us loudly in front of this couple.
Exactly right.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. You had to pay your penance there. I can't believe this is going to be number one.
The funniest thing that happened.
This is so outrageous. It's not even funny.
What happened?
Well, last night at dinner, Spike over there had maybe two sips of bourbon.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he's like talking about how much he loves working. Like, it's easy when you love the people you work with. Started getting sappy. I think I might have saw a tear. And
there was no tear.
And I correctly pointed out, would you have one sip of bourbon? And it completely blew up your spot. You didn't recover the whole night from it.
Well, I recovered from the night, but I was just being honest. I was not drunk.
Well, no, you weren't drunk, but you're a little happy.
I was having a good time with my guys.
Yeah, I know.
I was trying to explain to John Brazier from the Phillies. Mm-hmm. He was saying how it seems like we all have a good relationship on the shows. Yeah. And I said that I was talking about how much I enjoyed work with you guys. And now Jack immediately made fun of me for it at the table.
Totally ruined the moment.
Yeah, and now he's doing it on air. I was just being genuine.
Yeah.
I just, like, sappy Spike I didn't think was in the cards.
Well, I have feelings unlike you.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, immediately, he jumped on it as soon as you said it, too.
Yeah.
Here I am, like, all right. I kind of felt it was coming because I could, you know, I've been there.
You saw him have that 2 seconds of a bourbon.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, but my thing is, let the man say his piece, man. Let him say what he needs to say.
Yeah, I did, but then
no, you didn't.
It's the nature of this show. Like when that happens,
yeah, you are just impossible.
Hey, I love you too. All right,
yeah, all right. Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Hey, appreciate you.
All right, there it is. There it is. Yeah, and it was like a double whammy when Jack did it. Because first of all, he ruined it. It made me feel like a jerk.
Yeah.
And then also the second part of the double whammy was, oh, this is going to be in the top five tomorrow.
Yeah, you knew it. You knew it immediately.
Yep.
We all did.
He had to build a top five around that moment, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to get that moment out. Yep. Yeah.
Again, no vulnerability allowed on this show.
No. Yeah. Yeah. The biggest wimp over there is crushing me, for being honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate it.
I know.
I knew where you were coming
from. I could see.
I appreciate it.
We're in touch with our feelings.
You
know,
you
adults.
You get older, you start to get sentimental about everything.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm with you.
Yeah.
You little young whippersnapper.
Yeah.
Yep. My third week of paternity leave coming up soon.
Yeah. Are you teaching your kids this is how to, you know, how to be emotional?
Yeah, you're Mr. Emotional.
Well, is Walt going to come over and say, "Daddy, I love you," and you're going to go, "That's going to be on the top five tomorrow.
Yes,
I love you, Dad.
Hugging me?
You loser? What are you? Yeah. Toughen up.
You can't be hugging on a player."
Yeah.
I actually stole that from a meme out there. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, some older dude. It's out there somewhere in the social media sphere. Yeah, the older dude was doing that to his grandson.
Yeah.
His grandson was trying to show him some affection.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Hey, man, don't be hugging on me. You can't be hugging on a player. You think I'm soft? You want me to give you a hug?" He was mocking his grandson.
That's Jack.
I was weak. Yeah, it was,
that's Jack.
Yeah, that's one of them. But he's a softy.
That's the thing
part
of it. He's not some big tough guy.
Yeah.
No, I know. I'm tough to figure out, man.
Yeah. There's a lot
going on. He's salty, but he's not sensitive. Meaning that he's not in touch with his feelings to where he's going to get emotional about something.
I got bullied out of me at a young age.
Even when I tell him, I'm like, hey, even privately when I've told Jack, hey, I appreciate you, you did this great. He's like,
I don't like that.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Torn Window. You're just like the worst. It's absolutely embarrassing.
Again, wait till you retire.
Yeah. I can imagine. I'm getting the biggest appreciate you ever.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be a big one.
Yeah.
But again, I'm not here to fight with anyone. But also don't get too sappy.
Right.
In the middle. A fine line.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Big Aaron in West Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Big A?
Big A!
What's going on, boys? Back from Clearwater.
Mm-hmm.
How y'all doing?
We won the Super Bowl, Big A.
Oh, yeah, I'm still in Super Bowl heaven, man. That's why
you sound thrilled, yeah.
The radio for, right?
You still on the parkway?
Man, I'm still on the parkway. Yeah. I never left. And I'll tell you what I got from Clearwater. Spike, I'll never get in the car with you.
No, I had a couple of bad moments.
That's good. No. He's a terrible
driver.
Yeah, he
just trash bag.
No, I'm a pretty good driver.
Don't hurt my boys, man. Jack, put it out there.
90 miles each way every day. No accidents, no tickets. Every day for a year, you know.
And amen to the Eagles going to win a championship. You know what? That interview physically almost had me run off the road and crash into something, bro. He gets on my nerves when he talks.
Dombrowski?
I get tired, because he talks about stuff back in the 80s all the time. When I was with that team, and I don't want to hear all that.
He was the Tigers GM 10 years ago.
I don't care. I don't want to hear it. I want to hear what you're doing with this team now.
He's got a good point, Jack.
I really don't want to hear about all that stuff. You know what I mean? What you did back then. What you doing for us now? Why don't you get us a right-hand bat? How about that?
How about that,
down
Jack?
The Phillies in a couple of weeks.
They'll get one.
Down the Phillies in a couple of weeks. But I got to get to this, man. Big Play Slay runs his mouth too damn much.
Mm.
He started all this mess.
Mm.
First of all, he messed with him, last year or the year before? Oh, I was the only one to play good. I was the only one in the secondary playing good. Remember that? You know, he pointing fingers at everybody else. He said Reed Blankenship's name like 20 damn times. I mean, okay, you think he's the leader. We heard you the first time. Oh, he's a great leader. He's going to be a leader. That irritated CJ. CJ had to fire back. I think CJ is the leader on the field when it comes to the secondary, when they out there on the field. Now, let me ask you this, Ike.
Yeah.
Is there leaders inside the club, like when you learn in plays, I mean, when the coach is up there and you could speak and you talk and all that, and you know what I mean? You could be a leader like that.
Sure.
But can you be on and then it don't have to translate to the field, does it?
Well, I mean, if you're asking me whether or not you could be a leader on this team without producing on the field, I would say that would be very hard to do. Be very
right.
hard
no,
to do.
I'm not saying that you're not playing on the field.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying you're not that vocal leader. You're not that leader telling people what to do. You know what I mean? Pointing people in the right direction.
You're just leading by example.
Example.
Yeah.
And that's what I think CJ does more than anybody else on that.
Well, and CJ's leadership also comes in a different form than what somebody else's leadership could come in, right? Everybody's not going to lead the same way. So CJ is like, he's like the vibes guy in the locker room. He's like the personality that most people would want to have, but it isn't their personality on defense. He's confident. He's cocky. He's brash. Where most of the players, it's kind of ironic. Him and Slay are very similar when it comes to the personalities. They are the outspoken ones over there. You think about everybody else on defense. Nobody else speaks on defense.
Right.
Like, nobody else really says anything. Like, everybody is more or less straight down the line.
Well, Jalen Carter, you know, hits an offensive lineman or something.
Well, listen, that big baby Rhino is he's working his way into leadership. I like Slay. I'm a Slay guy. I like Slay. Even I can admit that him emphasizing Reed Blankenship as the leader, and then it wasn't even just that. It was the part where he and I'm paraphrasing a little bit, where he said that if they had to go out and get a veteran.
Right.
Meaning that you don't have
one.
A veteran here that could be one, but if they went out and signed one who could be a veteran, they would. He didn't even give a person's name. He just gave the title, the veteran. He could help be a leader. And I think that's something that sort of rubbed CJ the wrong way. Now, I'm smart enough, I'm not naive, to know that that is not the first time that feathers have been ruffled with these two.
Yeah, right.
So that to me seemed like CJ took that as a shot from Slay. So you have to ask yourself, why would CJ take that as a personal slight towards him if he doesn't see something or read between the lines that this is sort of a shot at him? I mean, he took offense to it. Now, Slay said it wasn't about him, but I mean, if he's a 7-year vet over there and he's the one tweeting about it, well, first of all, y'all didn't have to go back and forth with it. You could have easily called your teammate if there were no prior issues there. You don't air this out and try to hash it out over Twitter in front of everyone unless you don't feel comfortable enough to call each other. If there is no relationship there where you guys talk to each other off the internet, that's what had me a little. My antenna's up of saying this may be something more than what we just witnessed on Twitter ourselves. And I don't know if you can bring Slay back after that. I mean, CJ's under contract. He's here. I just don't know how you could bring Slay back in the locker room if you got this type of animosity going.
Let me ask you one more question.
Yeah.
Is Bosa better than Sweat? Yes or no, please. Is Bosa better than Sweat?
No.
He said, is Bosa better?
Is Bosa better than Sweat? Not today, yeah. Not in 2025.
Yeah, I would say no.
I don't know about it. No. He was stuck in that awful team. You see what he was playing with? He wasn't even playing no more.
The Chargers were not an awful team this year.
But they wasn't that great. They had,
a good defense. Chargers defense was good, wasn't it? I'm not being crazy here.
Yeah, Chargers and Eagles had the top two defenses.
Yeah, no.
I think the Chargers was number two.
Josh Sweat's better than Bosa. He is.
Okay, I got to see. Yeah. I got to look at some more film.
Get your eye test on it. Yep.
I get back with that. I'll look at some more film.
Big A, what TV show would you, for next question day, what TV show would you want to bring back?
I'm going to give you a good one. Three's Company.
Oh, Three's Company.
Three's Company, that's a good one.
Goat level show. Jack's shaking his head no.
And there's Dog.
Oh, yeah. No. There's Mr. Roper, and who is the other one? Mr. Roper was one of the old guys.
Oh, Mr. Farley.
Mr. Farley.
Farley.
I think it's Mr. Farley.
Yeah.
All right. Jack, I still can't believe you did that.
It was good.
Yeah, it's not good. All right.
I was trying to see how many sacks Bosa had.
I think he had four, five.
Five.
Okay. Well, one less than Moro Ojomo.
Yeah.
Right. Nobody knows that joke.
But you three do. Yeah. And one Eagles Insider of the Year candidate.
Yes, for sure. All right. Tell the Truth Thursday. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.